Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hello there.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about when to cut out of a great deal. When is it just too much? It's just not worth it. The money you're making on the deal, it's not worth the stuff you're going through.
It just made me think of something funny. I'll tell you in a minute.
I know what you're thinking. Don't steal my thunder. Okay. Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
All right. Jermaine asked, I have just gotten a property under contract.
Yeah.
And I'm looking to close on it next week. I just had a buyer go out and view it, and he found two grave sites.
Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I've done this.
This is really funny.
I bought a cemetery on accident.
This is like funny. This. The property is 10.93 acres, and the grave spot is small and only takes up a very tiny portion of the land. Have you ever come across something like this? Does it affect the marketability and sale of the property?
Yeah.
Well, it depends on who you're selling it to.
I wonder if they're legal graves, first of all.
Yeah.
This is no laughing matter.
Is this an Italian mafia
thing
going on? Is this Native American land? I mean, you got to be careful about some of this stuff.
Did you say he bought it?
Oh, it's under contract. So a buyer went out to look at it.
You know, I honestly hate to call the police for any reason. Truly, that's just a personal thing. But
yeah,
that might be appropriate.
I think that it's probably, I would, number one, how old are these grave sites? Is it like Wild West days and there's, you know, rocks and a stick?
Or is it a joke?
And it's, you know.
Or is it real? There's no way to answer, really find the answers to these questions in this format.
That's very, very
interesting. That's something to be very concerned about. The cemetery that I bought on accident, I donated to the city.
Mm-hmm.
It was a part of a huge deal and I didn't do the due diligence that I should have on the deal.
I have a question. Well, here's one thought, too. I don't know if this is possible. Okay, it's almost 11 acres. What if these grave sites are in one corner portion of it? Could I, theoretically rewrite the description and get the county involved and take that piece out of the property? And like you just said, and then donate it to the proper authorities or, a church.
A nonprofit group that doesn't have to pay real estate taxes on it.
Something like that. And they'll care for it.
Right.
And maybe it's going to be, maybe there's more there too.
If you didn't know this, listeners, nonprofits like hospitals and churches and stuff, they don't pay taxes on real estate at all. They're exempt if you have a legitimate 501c3. So, with this, Jill, I would subdivide it and get it out of the deal. If the deal still makes financial sense, it belongs to somebody. Get it to the right person.
Can I say something too? This is one of the things that might tie into our topic today too.
Yeah, this might be when to cut out of a great deal.
Exactly.
Perfect, Jill.
Thank you. There's your segue.
Yeah. If you have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on landinvestors.com. Today's topic, what Jill just said. When do you cut out of a great deal?
Well, when you find two grave sites.
I mean, my whole point, and this is the takeaway from the show. My whole point is sit down with yourself or whoever is important in your life and say, how much is enough?
Mm-hmm.
Right? We all have lines that we won't cross in our lives with certain stuff. Like, there's certain stuff that you're going to accept from your wife, and there's certain stuff that's just over the line, and vice versa.
Or your employees.
or your kids or whatever.
Yeah.
It's the same way here. If somebody, I'll tell you personally, if I have to talk to somebody, whether they're a buyer or seller, on the phone, if you're listening to the show, you already know this, more than three times, I'm terminating the deal, because now I'm babysitting. Mm-hmm. Fortunately, we have people doing that for us now.
Mm-hmm. But you're right. Okay, so that's one of them. How too much talking. I wrote that down too, and I love that.
If you're talking, if somebody, too many people are dead, and you're trying to resurrect this deal, that's a thing for me. Then I'll walk away from
that. Too much work.
It's too much work.
That's true. I've had some of those. I'm like, all right, You learn after the first one. It might take one or two when you go, oh, shoot. Every time I come up in this situation, I end up spending 2 days on it, because that can really happen. All right, 2 days, 16 hours, trying to solve some problems that you may or may not solve, versus you could have done four deals, four easy ones in that time. I'm like, that for me, that's a cutout of the situation.
You should send out so much mail that you have, that you're opening envelopes every day, especially if you have a service like Jill Live, which isn't active yet, where you're not answering your phone, and you're getting so many signed letters back that you can say, once you run into one of these problems, you just say, you know what, I don't want to do this deal, it's too hard, mm-hmm. or it's going to too time consuming, I'm just going to open up another letter, and I know that another one's going to come around right. tomorrow anyway.
That's exactly what I wrote down. There's another deal.
Right? Another deal next week.
It
always.
It is.
There's always another deal if you do this right.
Right. Another one that to cut out of a great deal is when you find yourself negotiating with yourself. That happens sometimes. You're so excited about a property that yeah. you end up, you know, upping the deal. You don't even let the person, you know.
Yeah. Here's what you never want to do, and we should do a whole show on this. Mm-hmm. When you send a letter for $4,000, let's say for a property, and the seller calls back and says, $4,000 isn't going to do it. Why don't you just make me another offer? Okay, stop right there. Now you're negotiating with yourself. Mm-hmm. They have to come back with another number. Mm-hmm. There's just all there is to it.
Mm-hmm. And you need to know if they're in the ballpark or not. Yeah. They might say 20,
and then it's like, hang up. 55.
Well, 100. Have a nice day.
Yeah.
And that's it.
That's right.
So that's it. Yeah, you're not going to... Yeah, by the time you back and forth it forever, it's not.
Let's use your example. Let's say... You know what? Let's play a game, Jill.
Okay.
Tell me if you would do this or not.
Okay.
If it's too much. You send a letter out for $4,000.
Uh-huh.
The guy calls back and says, that's not going to do it. I will take 20. And you know the property's worth 50. Do you do the deal or not?
Do I have the budget?
You have the budget. You have unlimited budget.
I know it's worth 50?
You know it's worth 50.
Okay, but wait. I'm not going to double my money. I'm going to double my money at 40, and I might do the deal. Because there have been times, especially when I'm new, I might have mispriced this, everybody.
Right.
So that's not crazy.
Okay.
Let's just say I'm not that seasoned, and everything else I can find online is selling for 50 and 60.
Yeah.
I might do it for 20, and then I might get out for 30
right.
and run. But I'm going to do it really fast. Well, you know what? That's a reasonable thing, because I'm not going to, you got to be smart about this. You don't want to go in over your head, and don't want to spend all your, especially when you're new, you don't want to spend all your acquisition funds on one property.
I have a bunch of them. Ready?
Okay, ready?
Send a letter out, $4,000. A guy calls back and says, and the property's worth 10, right? You know it's worth 10.
Four, it's worth 10.
Anybody, they say we have to go through escrow.
10 wholesale?
Yeah, it's worth 10 wholesale.
Okay.
And we have to go through escrow, and my aunt Nanny is a escrow agent in XYZ Main Street. Do you do the deal or not?
I kind of like that one.
And you have to pay for it, all of it, the $1,000 escrow fee. Do you do the deal or not?
Oh, now it's not as fun.
So you're $5,000 in for $10,000 property wholesale.
Yeah, I'm going to double my money, because it's really worth 20.
Yeah.
Then I would do it.
You send a mailer out for
rent. Am I not replying how you are? Are you trying to get me to say no?
I'm not going
to
judge you. You and I differ widely on
this.
It's
true.
You know, you send a mailer out and for ranches in Santa Barbara for $1 million cash.
All right.
Not a million, this is even, so but fun. Like $980,000.
Okay, $980,000.
You know it's worth 1.2. It's really worth $2 million, but you're going to sell it for 1.25. to a wholesale guy that you know already out there.
Uh-huh.
Do the deal, and then they call back and they say, I'll take $1.1 million for sure cash, but you have to do it on Thursday, and you know it's worth 1.25. It's worth $2 million.
Wait, but
1.25.
Because I already have a buyer ready to go. Why would I say no to $125,000?
I'm just asking.
Okay.
I don't know why you'd say no either.
Because I'm gonna do a double escrow, especially on that one. I got my guy lined up.
Or I would get involved, and we would buy that.
Yeah.
Because you don't do escrow.
Or just buy it.
Yeah.
All right. But you know what I'm talking about.
I would buy it and split it. That'd give whoever hard money did it. It wouldn't be hard money. It would be an equity partner in the actual deal. Don't worry.
Do you want me to ask you one?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm like, you keep, all right.
I say no a lot now.
You do say no. Okay. Here's how Jack rolls. Okay. Jack, you sent out an offer for...
Sorry, taking too long. And this is the first conversation, so we can't talk two more times.
Oh, no, 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 no. Dude, $8,000. It's worth 20.
Done.
The guy comes back, he wants 12.
I probably wouldn't do it. I would do it for 10.
Huh? Well, now you're negotiating with yourself. Just kidding.
Oh, if he comes back at 12 and I say 10 and that's it. And yeah. He comes back at 11, I say no.
Yeah. And you know what? That's a good point. And I have done that. I have said, this is it. And here's my thing. And I want everybody to know this because it really is true and it works. I have told so many times.
Good advice.
I had a guy, I was at 1,000. And I think I bought upped it to 1,500, maybe even 2,000. He was at 10. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no. I just said, I appreciate where you're coming from. I just have to walk. And I haven't talked about this in a while.
Yeah.
I really think maybe hold on a moment. I think I kept it at 1,000 because it was a 10-to-1 ratio there. Uh-huh. Like I wanted to pay 1,000. He wanted 10,000. There's nowhere we're going to meet in there. And I'm like, this isn't going to work. So, and the guy, I said, I understand where you're coming from. I know you're going to list it with the realtor, blah, 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 blah. I said, hey, I mean, if you change your mind in 30 days, I mean, my offer still stands. Let me know. And he came back and called me a month later. Said, I'll take your 1,000.
Yeah, because, and that's, I was just going to say, you should have a bunch of, they're all memorized, but a bunch of canned responses mm-hmm. that I say to sellers all the time. One of them is, okay, then call me in 6 months when it's not for sale. I mean, when you haven't sold it, because you're not going to sell it to anybody else.
You know, I come at it differently, and that's so interesting because I'm really nice about it. I'm like, you know, well, I wish you all the best. Seriously. You know, the door's open. If you change your mind, just let me know.
Right.
And so it seems a little less snotty to me.
Oh, I don't mean to be snotty. I
know,
I just want to get some deals done.
No, I know, because you're looking at a different... You know,
I mean,
what?
Either one of us do
you know
this
what?
Anymore anyway.
You're
that's the thing.
So matter-of-fact about it, and you're right, and I get it. So, and I know that works for a lot of people. And right. I just talk differently, and that's it, but we're saying the same thing.
So back to the topic, you know, it's a very personal choice, and mm-hmm. it depends on where you are in your career. You know, you have an acquisition criteria, right? You're not going to do, in the beginning, you pretty much will buy anything as long as it's a great deal and you can double it. But once you start to have some experience, certain at some point, maybe your threshold of profit margin is, let's say, 10 grand. Mm-hmm. You know, for us, it's 10,000 on houses and 100,000 on land deals now. Mm-hmm. Have the same thing about when enough's enough.
Right.
Make yourself a set of rules.
Exactly.
What you don't want to do is do it on the fly and wait and see and feel it.
Exactly.
Feeling it's not good.
No.
Even if you're a woman. I don't know.
Too much talking.
I don't know.
I'm cutting out of this deal.
I don't know. Let's see how it makes me feel.
Jack,
oh, that makes me
Jack,
feel good.
Jack.
I want that cashmere sweater.
I took that offer because I just like them.
Oh, this car feels nice. You know, men don't feel anything?
Yeah, no kit. Yeah, I'm very aware of that.
Join us in another episode where Jill kicks me in the shins
again.
Oh,
boy. And Jack pushes all Jill's buttons.
To get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
Dude.
That was a good show. Yeah, I like the game
philosophy.
Show part of it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Would you do this deal? Let's make a deal. We should do a show called Let's Make a Deal. That would be kind of great.
What is it? What's that .com we just got?
Landshark. Wait. Property?
Shark Land. No, no.
No. Oh, my gosh.
Land Tank.
That's it. We have so many things in coming down the pipeline. I can't even remember what they all are.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cash Flow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.